Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Cloud Church of Conscious Harmony. I'm grateful for your presence wherever you may be tonight, and so blessed to have our friends in the sanctuary tonight as well. It's so good to see each of you. Thank you for your presence. Today, we will hear one scripture lesson that's so much a favorite for so many, and it is a famous scripture from 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and 13 about love. But we'll approach it from a different angle, and that is to hear how each of us can make the most of our life and to grow as much as possible into the likeness of the divine love and what that requires of each of our lives in letting go of our preferences and other opinions sometimes. And as a reminder, as I partake in the Eucharist, I encourage you to do so from home. And so if you haven't yet prepared a piece of bread or a cup of juice or wine to join in the Eucharist celebration with us, I encourage you to do that now and then settle into the centering prayer period. Let's take a moment in the silence and wish that the service would enhance the love and consciousness in our world, counterbalancing the fears and confusions and difficulties of differences. And let us pray that this service would minister to each of us in this just the right ways, that we would grow one step closer into the image and likeness of divine love. May it be so. Amen.
Our gospel reading is taken from 1 Corinthians chapters 12 and 13. Brothers and sisters, strive eagerly for the greatest spiritual gifts. But I shall show you a still more excellent way. If I speak in human and angelic tongues, but do not have love, I am a resounding gong or a clashing cymbal. And if I have the gift of prophecy and comprehend all mysteries and all knowledge, if I have all faith so as to move mountains, but do not have love, I am nothing. If I give away everything I own, and if I hand my body over so that I may boast, but do not have love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It is not jealous. Love is not pompous. It is not inflated. It is not rude. It does not seek its own interests. It is not quick-tempered. It does not brood over injury. It does not rejoice over wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. It bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. If there are prophecies, they will be brought to nothing. If tongues, they will cease. If knowledge, it will be brought to nothing. For we know partially, and we prophesy partially. But when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I used to talk as a child, think as a child, reason as a child. When I became a man, I put aside childish things. At present we see indistinctly, as in a mirror, but then face to face. At present I know partially, then I shall know fully, as I am fully known. So faith, hope, love remain, these three, but the greatest of these is love. May this reading nourish our journey deeper into wisdom and love. Amen.
There you go. That's it. See, CCH 101 and Christianity 101, there it is. If you were ever wondering, there it is. That's all we need to know. A couple thoughts for this passage to just become applied to our lives in our unique cultural context. First of all, the word strive. Strive for the greater things, the greater gifts. You may strive for the greater gifts, and that's really a first invitation. And that word strive, you can just translate that as work. Work for the higher gifts. It's wonderful to work for the higher things, the higher truths, the higher centers. Strive for that. Make effort for that. And there's more. Make your work, make your effort, take your aims, make your wishes, learn the knowledge, read the commentaries, do your work, meet with your journey group, meet with your work partner, strive for the greater things. Strive for those B and C influences. Work. That's wonderful. And we can all conform more to the image of love beyond that striving. And it's really that love that makes all the difference in terms of a work life, as far as I can tell, and the gift of being in these bodies, and how love has a way of opening our bodies to ourselves and to others, and to be present in these bodies as love to the world. Recently, I was speaking with a healing shaman kind of guy, and I was reminded of the different frequencies of love. And though he used a language that was more technological and yet also very Native American, indigenous, it really reflected back to me the gradation that we just heard Jill read about, the various qualities that are possible. You can speak in the tongues of angels. You can have great wisdom. You can have great faith. All these different energetic levels that are possible that a human being can tune into, whether they're the chakras or the different glands of the body. But nevertheless, I was reminded that no matter what language you speak on this planet, no matter what spiritual technology you use, no matter what system you believe, love is what we all know and speak deeper than words, beyond words. Love is wordless, and we understand it when we feel it in our bodies. And love can be felt in so many different ways, and so many different experiences of love occur in our lives. And this is what we are to give ourselves to, because in the end it turns out that that's the thing, that's the energy that endures, that lasts, that knowledge is forgotten, that even all the being we accumulate is forgotten. But something about the energy of love through our bodies endures and never ends. And perhaps it's the energy that connects all things in the universe. Who knows? But I want to put it in the context of what we're going through as a culture. And I was speaking today with Patricia Masters, who was one of Bernadette Roberts' dearest friends. And I asked her what Bernadette's birthday was. I knew the year she was born, 1931. I didn't know the day or the month. And just for the record, Bernadette Roberts was born on May 20th, 1931. And I think it's really amazing to think about Bernadette's life, because she didn't really express love as the way we would think of love, but she expressed love in fierceness, with the fierceness of truth. But Patricia Masters was telling me a story that a couple of years ago, when the fires were right around Santa Rosa, right where Patricia lives, they're there again this year. But she was talking to Bernadette when the fires were nearly at her home, and Bernadette said, "Oh, that won't do. I'm going to talk to God about that right now." And sure enough, all these years that fires have come very close to Patricia's house, Patricia said, "It's been like there's a bubble over my house. And though so much has been destroyed around my house, my home, my little neighborhood has been protected." And in a certain sense, I see love, the love of God, showing up in those kinds of supernatural ways where we have our needs met in special ways. But so often is the case that the divine love that we experience is felt and not experienced externally. And that gets us to another aspect in our culture that we're dealing with. And I'll just put it this way. Right through the election, we can each do better. We can each love more completely and strive after that versus focusing on everything else. What if we made it an aim through that election, whatever that is, to strive for the greatest of all, and that is love? Sure, you can focus on your opinions. Sure, you can focus on being what you think is right. Sure, you can focus on this or that. There are okay things to focus on, but the greatest is love. Everything else doesn't matter ultimately. What if each of us just took responsibility for one thing and one thing only? What if each of us said, for the sake of our planet, for the sake of our culture, for the sake of our nation, my energy, all of it, is going to be, I'm going to conform more into love and give my attention to that frequency versus all the other frequencies that have our attention and that are so, so poisonous. What if you just gave yourself to love for the next 2 months? What a wonderful thing that might be to experience, how that would affect your body, your emotions, your thoughts. What would it be like to let go of your opinions of right and wrong, to let go of your preferences for who wins, who doesn't, to let go of your statements and your frustrations and your desires? All of that is so consuming so many people in our culture, but there's a greater way. What if we just said, I'm going to give my whole energy for the next 2 months to becoming transformed into love. Everything else will pass away. There'll be 1,000 other elections in the course of the next lifetimes of you and your grandchildren. Everything else will pass away. But what about this thing called love? And what responsibility do each of us have to contributing to the quality of our existence on this planet? And truthfully, what does our contribution really look like? Anyone can argue and make their point and defend their person. Anyone can stand for what positions they stand for and defend their ideals and their causes. Anyone can do that. But few, few will say, I'll sacrifice it all for the sake of love. And you're asking, well, what does love look like? Well, it doesn't insist on its own way. It's not irritable, resentful, rude. It's not boastful, it's not arrogant. It bears all things, hopes all things, believes all things, and never ends. Now apply that to the politics of the day, and then you can see the difference, because it's just the opposite. The rule of the opposites creates so much division. The rule of love brings union. And actually, the fruit of love, the deepest fruit of love and consummation, is the birth of new life. Think about it. We are models, the masculine and the feminine, birthing children into the world. That's what love does. It unites the opposites and creates something altogether new. So see what you think. See how it feels. Try it out in your body to embody this love in this very, very interesting time to be alive. You've heard what I've had to say. Let's take a moment in the silence and allow the Holy Spirit to complete what has been begun. In the Spirit of God, give us the courage to love beyond all differences. In Christ we pray this. Amen. And if you're at home, I thank you for your presence here this evening in this beautiful community of love, faith, and hope. And the love of God, the grace of Christ, and the peace of the Holy Spirit is with each of us now and always. Always and everywhere. Amen.